And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Rivalry Between Yuki and Big John Gets Serious. You know, what started out as just a casual flirtation ended up with what I thought at the time would be just about a tragic outcome. I never thought I'd lose my friendship with Yuki Butcher over my romance with Rosalie McClenahan. We went swimming one time, and Yuki had a date with Rosalie, and I just bought her a soft drink. Yuki was very upset. Listen now, as Mayor Flimflon, Sparky, and I are riding home.
Well, you sure did have a good time at the swimming pool today, huh? Give me Mayor.
Yes, sir. It was a good day to go swimming. I really enjoyed myself. How about you, Buster?
Yeah, I always enjoy swimming, Mayor. But today was particularly enjoyable in spite of the fact that Yuki got jealous because Rosalie McClenahan went to the refreshment stand with me to have a cold drink.
Well, but I could tell Yuki showed you who she preferred to be with.
What do you mean he showed me who she preferred to be with?
Well, when he saw she was with you at the refreshment stand, he came over and demanded that she make her choice between you and him. And she walked off with him.
Well, what do you expect? After all, she was on a date with Yuki. Certainly she'd go with him.
Okay, Big John. Just try to make yourself feel good. I noticed you didn't even try to make her stay with you when Yuki said that she'd have to make a choice between you and him.
Well, of course not. That wouldn't be nice at all. After all, it was Yuki's date. I have no right to interfere.
Well, if you ask me, Miss McClanahan showed that she'd rather be with Yuki than with you when she went off with him.
Well, Sparky, I'm not going to argue with you about it. And if you don't mind, I'd just as soon drop the whole subject of Yuki Butcher and Rosalie McClanahan.
All right, Big John.
Besides, if Miss McClanahan does prefer Yuki to me, that's all right with me. After all, I don't want to try to force my company on anyone.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Well, lad, how come you're sitting back there in the back seat with that there thoughtful look on your face? What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just trying to think of something to do. There must be something we can do when we get home.
Oh, boy. If I've asked that boy this question once, I've asked him 1,000 times. Sparky, do you always have to be doing something?
Well, sure, you have to have some kind of pastime. I mean, who wants to always be sitting around, doing nothing?
Look, Sparky, we just spent a very enjoyable afternoon at the swimming pool. We've been out there all afternoon. What more do you want?
Oh, yeah, but I find the swimming pool's all over now.
Well, lad, let me tell you right now, all I want to do is eat a good meal. Yeah, sure, if there's one thing swimming does to me, it's get me hungry.
And goes for me, too. Swimming sure does work up an appetite.
Yeah, I'm hungry, too. Have we got anything good to eat at home, Big John?
Well, I've been seriously considering taking you and the mayor to some nice restaurant for supper. How about that, Mayor?
Oh, Buster, doesn't make any difference where we eat. All I care is when do we eat. Where we eat doesn't make any difference as long as they got good food and plenty of it.
Yeah, boy, me too. I'm so hungry. I bet I could eat as much as the mayor does.
Yeah, lad, if you eat as much as I do, when you're finished, you'll weigh 4 times as much as you do right now.
That's right, Sparky. I'm afraid when it comes to eating, you'll have a little trouble keeping up with our friend the mayor. In fact, I think that you and I together would have trouble keeping up with him.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, fellas. Oh, I'm so hungry right now, I could eat a triple thick sirloin steak with a double order if everything goes with it.
Hey, why don't we all go to the Cafe Viennese? They've got the finest food in town, and their portions are good.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I haven't eaten there for a long time. How about you, lad? Cafe Viennese all right with you?
No, it's okay. I don't care. Do they have chocolate cookies there for dessert?
Well, I don't know if they have chocolate cookies on the menu for dessert, but we can probably get some for you.
Okay, let's go there then.
All right, Buster, get this little boat of yours headed in the direction of the Cafe Viennese, and let's get up there as fast as possible. The longer it takes us to get there, the hungrier I'll get.
All right, Mayor, Cafe Viennese it is. Boys, it's Cafe Viennese. All out for a delicious
this meal soon as I can get the old buggy stopped here. You stopped now, are you?
Yes, we're stopped now. Cut it out.
Just takes a while, I know. All right, all out for a delicious meal. Come on, hop out there, Sparky lad. Out you go.
Okay, Mayor. Hey, what are you going to have to eat?
Well, right now I lean toward a great big sirloin steak, but give me a chance to get a good look at the menu before I make a final decision.
Well, I'm not going to decide until I see the menu, too. Cafe Viennese has some mighty tasty dishes on the menu. It's one of the best places in town to eat. Here, I'll open the door for you, Sparky. In you go. After you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Have they got an orchestra in here? Seems like I hear music.
Oh, no, that's canned music.
Canned music?
Yeah.
Canned music? Music comes in a can?
No, Mayor means that music comes out of the loudspeakers on the wall. Canned music is another word for recorded music. Oh, three, please. Go ahead, just follow the waiter to our table, Sparky.
Hey, look over there at that table in the corner, Bachon. Isn't that Yuki and Miss McClanahan?
Hey, that is old Yuki and Miss McClanahan.
Well, so it is. Oh, and look, Miss McClanahan sees us. See, she's smiling. Hi there. Hi, Rosalie.
How do you do, Miss McClanahan? You look very, very charming. Yes, indeed.
Boy, look how Yuki's frowning at us.
Looks like jealousy written all over his face.
Oh, now, Mayor, I wouldn't say that about Yuki. After all, he isn't that kind of a fella.
Yeah, just take a look at him. It's written all over his face.
Yes, really. Sure does look angry, Big John.
Well, stop staring over there at them. Just sit out at the table here, Sparky. Here, here's a menu. Look it over and see what you want.
You know something, Buster? I got a feeling that there Miss McClanahan likes you pretty much.
Yeah, why do you say that?
Well, just take a look over there. I mean, ever since you came into this here restaurant, she hasn't taken her eyes off of you.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. Well,
Hello there, Rosalie. Oh, she is smiling back, isn't she, Mayor?
Yep. Yo, look at that there twinkle in her eyes. Yo. Yeah. You can tell that she'd much rather be sitting over here with you than with Yuki.
You really think so, Mayor?
You're mush.
What'd you say, Sparky? Mush? Is that what you want to eat for lunch?
No, no, I don't want mush to eat. I want some southern fried chicken.
Yeah, I guess we better give our order. Waiter, triple thick sirloin steak, double order of mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, double size salad, and plenty of hot rolls.
I beg your pardon there, waiter. Would you mind coming back later for these here gentlemen's orders? I'd like to talk to him for just a minute or so.
Oh, hi, Yuke. Did you and Rosalie want to join us?
No, me and Miss McClanahan to you do not want to join you. As you will note, Miss McClanahan is still sitting at our table, and I have a very bad look on my face.
Well, now let me look. I see the very charming Miss McClanahan with a very inviting smile on her face. But I don't see you over there, Yuki.
Yeah, very funny. Very funny, Big Shot. However, I failed to see the humor in your remarks.
Well, what do you want, Yuke? Why are you so mad?
I have come over here in a nice gentlemanly manner before I lose my temper to tell Big Shot that I will thank him to stop making goo-goo eyes at my lady friend. Didn't mind too much when he walked off further at the swimming pool and bought her a cold drink. But these goo-goo eyes in the restaurant have got to stop.
Oh, come on, Yuki. I'm not making goo-goo eyes at Rosalie.
Her name is Miss McClanahan to you. That is, while she's in my company, Big John. And you're, too, making goo-goo eyes at her.
Well, I am not.
Look, I am not going to argue with you in this here high-class restaurant, Big John. I shall act the perfect gentleman in Miss McClanahan's presence. However, Big John, if you continue to flirt with her, I shall have to take drastic measures.
Like punching him in the nose, Yuki?
Oh, Sparky lad, you need not fear that I would stoop so low. I am a gentleman.
Well, Yuki, I don't think you can do much about me smiling at Miss McClanahan if I want to.
Oh, so you are serving notice that you shall continue this disgraceful goings-on. All right. I am forced to do the only honorable thing left for me to do. Take that, you cad.
Hey, what's the matter with you? What's the idea of slapping my face with your glove?
You know very well what that means. I am challenging you to a duel to settle this here matter once and for all. The winner gets Miss McClanahan's hand in matrimony. The duel is tomorrow morning at sunrise at Harvest Home Park. You may choose your weapons, swords or pistols. Good day, my friends.
Hey, Pigeon, Yuki's challenged you to a duel. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hey, kids, can you imagine that? Yuki Butcher has challenged Big John to a duel. Told Big John he'd meet him in Harvest Home Park at dawn tomorrow morning. He said Big John could choose his weapons, swords or pistols. A duel at dawn tomorrow. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't heard it with my own ears. Well, tomorrow morning at dawn, we'll see it. I wonder if we really will. I guess there's only way one way to find out, and that's to be in Harvest Home Park tomorrow morning at dawn. I'll be there. I'll see you then, kids. So long.